Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. A Catholic bishop in Italy says that within 10 years, the entire European Union will be Muslim. That's the headline. In just a moment, David James will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, last week an article on Breitbart cited a Roman Catholic bishop in Italy who had a harsh rebuke for the European leaders because of the rapid growth of Islam in that part of the world.
Well, that's right. This was the Archbishop Emeritus of Pompeii, Italy. He was saying that Islam will soon become Europe's main religion because of the immigrants and also because of the increasing secularism of Europeans. And let me just share with you a quote of his, really strong. Keep in mind, this is a Catholic archbishop. He said, "In 10 years, we will all be Muslims because of our stupidity. Italy and Europe live in a pagan and atheist way. They make laws that go against God, and they have traditions that are proper of paganism. All this moral and religious decadence favors Islam, but the church nowadays does not work well, and our seminaries are empty."
David, there's another prime example of what this bishop might call stupidity, also coming out of Europe, this time from Great Britain, where the Quran was read in a Scottish Anglican church.
You can just do a Google on it. You can find on the BBC's website, and it was, like you said, a Scottish Anglican church. And actually, the occasion for this was the Feast of the Epiphany, which I believe is January 6th at St. Mary's Cathedral in Glasgow. They read from the Book of Miriam, which is the surah in the Quran that tells about Jesus' birth, and it includes the Islamic teaching that Jesus was not the Son of God. Now, how in the world they're saying that, well, this is to show, kind of like give an equal opportunity and to show the tolerance. Well, you have just completely undermined the entire Christian faith if you take the Islamic view of who Jesus is.
David James, one of my broadcast partners, with the amazing story of the growth of Islam in Europe. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me remind you that the word Islam is not mentioned in the Bible. However, the nations that would be considered Islam today are indeed all listed in the scriptures. The list of Islamic states can be found as a combination of states that would be listed in Daniel chapter 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83. The Islamic states will rise up to endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. God's word says that both the Antichrist and the God of the Bible will destroy these Muslim nations. Daniel chapter 11 tells of the Antichrist and his participation in the attacks to take place on Muslim nations. Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6, concludes the devastation of the Islamic world, and that will happen in the first 6 months of the tribulation period. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...